This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden has used his first appearance at the NATO summit as president to call on Russian President Vladimir Putin to step back from provocative actions targeting the U.S. and allies. NATO allies, meanwhile, joined the United States on Monday in formally scolding Beijing as a constant security challenge. Biden said he had extensive talks with NATO leaders about his plans to meet with Putin on Wednesday. He said all expressed support or gratitude for his plan to tell Putin directly to stop Russian-originated cyber attacks against the West and end the violent stifling of political dissidents and cease Russian election interference outside its borders. Israel's new government has granted approval for a contentious parade by Israeli nationalists through Palestinian areas around Jerusalem's Old City. The decision raises the possibility of renewed confrontations just weeks after an 11-day war with Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip. Hamas called on Palestinians to resist the march. Tuesday's parade creates an early test for the fledgling government led by Prime Minister Naftali Bennett. A patchwork of parties that includes hardline nationalists as well as the first Arab party ever to sit in the governing coalition. The parade was scheduled to take place on May 10th, but as it got underway, Hamas launched a barrage of rockets at Jerusalem, sparking the war. Outgoing UNA Chief Mark Lowcock has slammed the group of seven wealthy nations on Monday for failing to come up with a plan to vaccinate the world against COVID-19, describing the G7 pledge to provide 1 billion doses over the next year as a small step. This is VOA News. Congressional leaders are honoring the nearly 600,000 Americans who have died of COVID-19 since the outbreak began. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Legislative leaders gather to mark a moment of silence. They bow their heads but gave no speeches, concluding by joining the soloist in singing God Bless America. As they've done to show unity during other tragic events, President Biden marked the grim milestone while still overseas.
My heart goes out to all those who've lost a loved one.
The president says even though the death rate is dropping below 400 Americans a day,
it's still a real tragedy.
Having 600,000 COVID deaths is about equal to the number of Americans who died of cancer in 2019. But the true COVID death toll is believed to be much higher. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson confirmed the next planned relaxation of coronavirus restrictions in England will be delayed by 4 weeks until July 19th as a result of the spread of the Delta variant. In a news briefing Monday, Johnson voiced confidence that he will not have to announce a further delay to the plan to lift restrictions on social contact. He said the government will accelerate its vaccination rollout and that the decision to delay will save thousands of lives. New analyses by Public Health England showed that two doses of the main vaccines in the UK's rollout are highly effective against hospitalization from the Delta variant, which was first identified in India. The World Health Organization's Director General on Monday welcomed the Group of Seven's weekend pledge of 870 million COVID-19 vaccine doses, but said that many more were needed and quickly. A senior World Health Organization advisor said Africa will get priority treatment for the Group of Seven's pledge of the doses. The UN refugee chief of Philippa Grandet told Reuters on Monday that the United Nations is preparing for a likely further displacement of civilians in Afghanistan after U.S. and international troops have left the country in September. Violence has been rising as foreign forces begin withdrawing in efforts to broker a peace settlement between the Afghan government and insurgent Taliban have slowed. Grandet pointed to a deadly attack last week on an international mining organization in northern Afghanistan, which killed 10 people. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.